the coach of the Gladstone Braves after a 6-1 win. And it did start with the pitching, and Bond was uncharacteristically wild. He was all over the place, and that's you've gone up against him how many times, so you know that's not usual for him.
No, definitely not. I mean, Bond, we pretty much figured we were seeing him or Lennox, one of the two. But no, that was not characteristic of Bond at all. I mean, Bond usually throws hard strikes, and the kids know it. I told them after watching them a little bit, you know, be smart about it, and they were smart, picked out the right pitches, and you know, we didn't hit. We had, I don't even know what we ended up having for hits, to be honest with you, Jack. But, you know, they hit it when they needed to.
Well, you put the ball in play.
That's exactly. And I mean, after we had a little heart-to-heart with them after, you know, our, what was that, Wednesday's game, where we lost to Marquette, and we just said, hey, you know, that's not the ball club that we know to play. You know, you guys can't stand there and watch strike after strike. You got to swing the bats. And that's what I told them, at least you guys swung the bats. That's all I ask. Swing the bats, hit the ball, take care of the errors. And, you know, you're going to be tough to beat. And, you know, I think we had one error on the board there, and that's why the boys ran the pole at the end of the game.
Yeah, one error, and you can blame Nate for that one. But honestly, the defense was so much better. I mean, Noah's hit, obviously, a highlight reel film.
That catch that he made out there in right field, I mean, that saved at least two runs, I believe. I mean, I know we had a guy, they had one or two on, I can't remember. But that was a heck of a play. I mean, you know, he read it perfectly. I mean, you can't play any better than that.
And even at the end, that it was 6-1 game, but for Casey to be backing that play up at first base, that's stuff that doesn't get noticed a lot. When Aiden bobbled that ball, Casey was there, and then Ty was coming over to cover. I mean, that's what you teach.
That exactly it. That's what I told the boys out there when we were huddled up. I said, you know, you guys can't defensively, and I brought it to Casey, Aiden, you know, Nate, you guys played great out in the infield. Gavin, you played great in the infield as well. I mean, that's the stuff that, you know, you teach them, but, you know, they don't always get to experience it. And right there, I mean, that is baseball. That's all you play.
It really does come down to pitching. And when Ty is on and not getting himself, see, Bond at 54 pitches in the first two innings and Ty at 18. And that, you know, he was able to not get himself in a situation where he couldn't go the distance.
Exactly. You know, that's I can't be more proud of the kid. I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah, against a rival, too. Sometimes you're pumped up, adrenaline's going, and you try to do too much. And Tyler was just calm the whole game.
Yeah, he was. You know, and that helps with having Sonny behind him at the plate. I mean, Sonny calls a heck of a game. He knows what to do and keep him calm. And, those two always worked great together.
And again, how about that? I mean, Sonny threw a guy out and almost threw the second guy out. I mean,
he actually, that was close. I mean, even with Bobble a little bit, he darn near got that guy out. I mean,
sure did.
Overall team effort, awesome today. I mean, that's great.
You know, and then that line drive that Aiden caught, I mean, he knew that Ty wasn't going to get there in time on a line drive to get that double play. He dove to the bag.
Yep.
He couldn't tag the kid.
No. But he dove to the bag. He was smart enough to turn around and dive for the bag. He got it. Aiden made some great stretch plays there today. I mean, like I said, overall, the kids played outstanding.
And that's great for Aiden because he dropped a couple easy, easy ones on Wednesday, and he was not happy with himself.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. And I told him, you know, everybody said we had our talks with him on Thursday after practice, and we said, that's it. This is it. No more today. We're done. We're not even going to talk about it. We're not going to bring it up anymore. We're just going to come and play our baseball.
All right, so how do you get them ready for next week? Obviously, you have prom this weekend, you know, so they're going to enjoy that part of being high school kids. And then we got, you know, Menominee, we got Kingsford, and then Kingsford again. We got Eskies coming next Saturday for, I think, a doubleheader.
Yeah, so. I think we got a Iron Mountain game in there on Thursday as well. So it's going to be a busy week. I mean, the kids, I mean, we'll probably maybe have a little batting practice if it ain't raining like it's supposed to every day on Sunday night, you know, and do a little bit of fielding, but nothing crazy, just to keep the kids loose. And it's just keep coming playing like they are.
All right, Joe, give you shout outs.
The whole team. Great job today. My ma, my wife, my oldest boy, Kyle, and I'll even say hi to Rusty.
Wow. Ty always does, but you usually don't.
No.
All right, no. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
Okay, that would be Joe Darmagray, the coach of the Gladstone Braves, after a 6-1 victory over the Escanaba Eskimos here today. And, I'm getting a score of the second game.